Why is it that men so love to mow? They must love mowing. What else could explain those enormous lawns so popular these days? If you doubt it, drive through the countryside, or what used to be the countryside. In my rural neighborhood, new houses are springing up everywhere, and each new house comes with its own obsessed male, obsessed with achieving the perfect lawn. I'm sure you've seen them, slathered in suntan lotion, adorned with the radio headphones. They tootle for hours across their oceans of grass. For all the time they put into it, you'd think mowing was an Olympic sport. Go ahead, ask a few guys you know about mowing. I bet half will say they enjoy it, especially the ones who use a riding mower. Perhaps it's not mowing itself that men love, but the thrill of operating loud, exhaust-belching machines. This could also explain their fondness for weed whackers and other obnoxious yard gadgets. Maybe, as my brother explains, it's a territorial thing. Dogs mark their territory, men mow. Maybe men just have this subconscious need to conquer and subdue their environment. And what better enemy than nature, all those evil weeds, constantly threatening to reclaim the big green lawn? Actually, I'm probably looking way too deep. Most likely, mowing is just an extension of the boys and their toys thing. You know, little boys have Tonka trucks, men have mowers. Look, guys, mowing may be fun, but it's terrible for the environment. Your perfectly manicured lawn is useless to wildlife. The animals need those weeds, and you don't need that big lawn. Put the mower away. Grab the kids and go sit in a patch of weeds. You'll be amazed at the colors, sounds, and vibrant life hiding in there. Let nature grow a little closer to your home. And if you're not mowing, just think of the hours you'll save. With all that free time, you could clean the bathroom or do the laundry. Or, if you really must play with heavy equipment, go back to toy trucks. If you're good, maybe your wife will build you a sandbox.